Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Numbers. From Mount Hor, the Israelites set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Don't look down. So often when people find themselves in great heights, sometimes with very little sense of security, helpful others instruct them not to look down. Looking out toward the horizon or even focusing upward a bit may make traversing the treacherous passages doable. Don't look down. This recommendation works for cyclists riding single track trails. Staying on the trail requires looking ahead a bit. Focusing forward allows the rider to find the better course, the better route. Don't look down. How many drivers get so fixated on the potholes that they end up driving right into them? Or anxious about that deep ditch off to the side of the road that they end up driving into it? Certainly, in the reading in Numbers, the Israelites receive instruction on not looking down. The challenge is that when one gives negative instruction, the reaction tends to move straight toward what has been discouraged. Some brain science people tell us that the brain knows no. Out in the wilderness, the Israelites receive instruction and call to change their focus from looking down, precisely by providing them a solution that redirects their focus. But more so, Jesus references this event when he indicates that instead of looking down at all the horror, all the evil, all that surrounds, look toward the Son of Man raised up. Yes, foreshadowing his crucifixion very early in John's gospel, Jesus offers clarity about God's love. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, and that Son did not come to condemn, but that the world would be saved. Paul and authors who follow in his teachings tend toward certain dualisms, death and salvation. In the letter to that congregation in Ephesus, the author holds a space where on one hand humanity too often tends toward focusing on things that do not bring life. Metaphor that pits flesh and wrath against life and love and salvation as absolutes can too easily bring people to vilify so much of human reality that does give life. The author's "don't look down" could easily get distorted in ways that function contrary to God's desire. And that point remains: human desire and God's desire. The author names these immeasurable riches, born of grace, kindness, salvation, gift of God. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is gift of God. This gift of God forms the faithful to focus on and do what God desires. Indeed, for we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Today, the Sunday Forum addressed the call for faithful people to work for justice in this community, in this state, in this nation. Indeed, this call echoes the author of Ephesians, as well as commitments that all confirmed members of the church make to work for justice and peace in all the earth. Certainly, St. Andrew's has a long history of serving on so many levels, whether global missions through Growing Hope globally. Today, this congregation collects an offering to support training farmers throughout the world in sustainable technique. In addition, on Tuesday, members will gather to cut fabric in preparation for making school kit bags for Lutheran World Relief. On a regular basis, many individuals contribute time and skill to create quilts to be distributed through Lutheran World Relief. Each month, this congregation serves a meal at Loaves and Fishes. This effort attends to the needs of the unhoused and the food insecure. This congregation supports the work of Voluntary Action Center and Love Columbia. Through endowment grants, this congregation supports ministries of various nonprofits whose mission aligns with this congregation's desire to follow the way of Jesus. Each in their way, these ministries and more seek to live the good works for which God has created the faithful in Christ Jesus. At the same time, policy concerns exist at local and at state and at national levels. Too easily, governments fail to care for the most vulnerable. Other times, policy actively claims protection while generating experiences of threat for other members. The faithful in this church, faithful followers of Jesus Christ, have a call to advocate for the well-being of all people. God's grace that saves also equips the faithful for standing up for the hungry, the naked, the thirsty, the sick, and the imprisoned. For we are what God has made, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Indeed, let taking up for the needs of others continue to be this congregation's way of life.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.